Welcome back to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Bill Russell and I are talking with Dr. Barry Beatty. We have spent a fascinating hour talking about bugs. The business of the dynamic between the reservoir of where these bugs live and how they get to us and this connection seems to me to be a very complex, maybe unbreakable kind of a challenge. Is that why you get up and go to work in the morning, is to figure out how this dynamic works so that you can get in there somewhere to keep us from getting sick?
I think that's the heart of the issue. If we can understand a cycle, say if we're trying to understand St. Louis encephalitis and its cycle in North America, you know, it was isolated over 60 years ago. The genome has been sequenced, et cetera, but yet we still don't know how it cycles in nature. We know Culex pipiens, mosquitoes are vectors, and birds are our reservoir hosts, but where is that virus during the winter? So if we can understand the whole cycle, the hope is that, one, we may find a part of that cycle that's a weak link. Maybe that cycle is vulnerable during a winter. Maybe the virus is maintained in mosquitoes in a few refuges where they survive. That virus survives in adult mosquitoes during the winter because the mosquito overwinters at an adult, hibernating adult. Aedes triceratus survives the winter as a diapause egg, as I told you. So maybe that would give us a clue to how we could go in and control. If we can understand how that virus, when you think about an arbovirus, an arthropod-borne virus, you have a genome of about 10,000 nucleotides. Yet that virus genome has to infect and replicate in mosquitoes, and has to infect and replicate in vertebrate hosts, phylogenetically about as diverse as you can get, homeotherms and poikilotherms, etc. So we try to figure out, can we somehow stop that? Can we develop unique immunization strategies, et cetera? So, you know, you always hope in research, there's always the hidden thought, or not hidden thought, but downstream thought, that basic research on these things is going to reveal a new opportunity or a new pathway to perhaps control.
I sometimes think that we're going to get to the point where we blame hair loss on global warming. But listening to you, you know, you've talked about what happens in winter and some vulnerabilities there. If, in fact, we have the world is getting warmer, diseases that we're accustomed to thinking of as tropical diseases, diseases that are dependent on arthropods that are affected by cold weather, presumably there will be we will have movement latitudinally north and latitudinally south, so we will have an expanded challenge. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I think that's a very real possibility. The jury's out in many regards. I mean, it's not just a simplistic issue, I don't think. Certainly there are areas and vectors that could expand their range, move further north, and so forth. Whether or not new cycles would be involved with certain of these is open to discussion. You know, if they're moving into a highly developed area like North America, maybe not so much of a problem. But, you know, you think about dengue, for example. Dengue is transmitted very abundantly in the Caribbean islands, which are, generally speaking, cooler than coastal Louisiana and Texas and so forth.
Yeah, but anything's cooler than coast.
Where there's a lot of Aegypti. So it's not really simplistic. But I think, generally speaking, it is of concern. And we really need to keep an eye on this. Historically, yellow fever was way up the Ohio River Valley, killing people. So, you know, why was that? Was that during a period of global warming? I'm not sure. But certainly these mosquitoes are regulated, or vectors are regulated by environmental conditions. So it's certainly worth watching.
Ordinarily, I would say this fairly glibly, but in this case, Dr. Beatty, keep up the good work.
We'll try. Keeps me out of the taverns anyway.
Our thanks to Dr. Barry Beatty and all of his colleagues, both the researchers and the public health officials, who struggle daily with too few resources and against great odds to make the world safer for us all. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.